No, no, for the other one, absolutely. In this session, inshallah, we will continue to tafsir Surah Al-Infitar. And we have a guide last time to وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. And if we go a little bit back, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to a human being, في أي سورة ما شاء ركبك, in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has balanced you and perfected you, formed you. And we explained that, and we explained, we came down to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given different people, different pictures. Not everyone the same. And the summary of what we said, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fi ayy surati ma sha'a rakabak, that the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as soon as the sperm enter into the womb of the wife and it connect the egg, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the whole relationship, genealogy, to Adam alayhi salam in front of that combination of the sperm and the egg, in front of that individual that Allah is going creating from that relationship. As we explain how it's showing the all the like blueprints of what you are going to do in your lifetime, and you will be able to trace yourself back to Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. But because of our limitation in this dunya, and because of our amal that is not perfect, or amal that is from other people half perfect, good and bad, and from other people bad, these veils of darkness prevent you from seeing back your origin. And that's why he said, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمُ. Oh human being, why you took advantage of Allah's mercy? And then he said, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. Whatever I am showing you of science, still you are disobedient, still you are coming against me and against my messengers that I have sent to you. So what we read really as Muslims, we pass through the verses of Quran, but we don't know the depths of it. And that's what you see in the Quran, in the new translations, or if we say commentaries, English, and how they put, they don't go into the depths. They give you a superficial or literal meaning. But when you go into depth, this is something huge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning. And that's why he said, كما في الحديث, إن النطفة إذا استقرت في الرحم أحضرها الله كل نسب بينهما وبين آدم. When the nutfa, when the sperm ended in the womb of the mother, Allah bring that sperm and show it all its relationship between that moment that came a sperm in the womb of the mother going to be an individual, and its relationship to Adam alayhi salam. كل نسب بينهما وبين آدم. means that sperm has something special. It's not like what we are seeing, and that's why a sperm is pure. A nutfa is pure. Carry a life, something live, not dead. So how, and then how this sperm can see? It's still not yet a child. It's not the ruh inside yet. And Allah makes it to see. Allah cannot. When, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحًا. Verily, everything is praising Allah. But you don't know their praises. Even the stones are praising. So the sperm is not going to praise. So sperms can see, and Allah is showing it. As soon as it enters in the womb of the mother, can see. And that's why, don't let that desire of ours to be in a wrong place. It must be in a right place, because that is that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us. He gave us that desire, and he said, yeah, that's the place from men and women where you can use it, because there it will trace its origin. Means when Allah is showing, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it is going to see every nasab. Nasab? Professor? Every
kinship.
You will. Every kinship between that relationship of the sperm and the egg and Sayyidina Adam, they can see. How you don't know it now in dunya when you are coming out from the womb of the mother? What stopped it? Why you were able to see, as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, in the womb of the mother, and when you are out, you don't know anything? And Allah said, Allah took all the dhurriyya of Bani Adam, and He took on them a promise. أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ. Am I not your Lord? And they said, yes. Where? Why we cannot hear that? Why we cannot see that? Means there is something wrong when we came to dunya. What is happening with us? It's veiled. Why it's veiled? Awliyaullah, they say, and ulama, they say that yuladul insanu ala al-fitra, according to the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this child is born on innocence, so we can see everything. But veils will come from the, when the parents, how they raise him. فَإِمَّا أَبَوَّهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. Either his parents make him change him and make him a Jew or a Christian or Zoroastrian. Means he is born on Islam. And if born of Islam and there is a reality that he can see, why is he not seeing? Means there is a change. Means the parents, the mother and the father are acting something that is wrong, not perfect, even they are Muslim, they are not perfect. Raising their children, when they raise their children, slowly, slowly, this darkness comes and veils. That's why you cannot take these veils away, except through voluntarily worshiping. As Prophet ﷺ said, مَزَالَ عَبْدِي يَتَقَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَاتِ الْحَفَّةِ. As long as my servant approaches me through voluntary worshipness, I love him. When I love him, I will be his ears that he can hear with. He can hear? Professor? He can hear? I will be his eyes that he can see with. I will be his tongue that he can speak with. I give him means I give him power. And how is by Allah loves you? How Allah loves you? Through voluntary worship. Means through the following the love of Sayyidina Muhammad. Voluntary worshipness is the symbol of Sayyidina Muhammad. It's not the obligation. Then you can able to see what you have lost of seeing. And that's why he said, so that zarra, that atom, that nutfa, that sperm, say zarra, you can understand it, and that's why he said, when he bring that sperm with the, in the womb of the mother with the egg, and they connect together, Allah will dress them, the picture that He wants them to be dressed, in relationship with their lineage to their, back to Sayyidina Adam. It depends on what kind of lineage they have. So He will take them back to that lineage. And that's why we explained before in that surah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala perfected you in your creation. Everyone is perfect in his own way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created. You never saw one is half white, half black. You saw that? Only zebra. White and black, or white and what? Brown? There are zebra brown? Great. So, zebra out of, giraffe. Allah made animals to show you that these are different. They can be two, three colors, four colors. But human being, no, he separated them. He made them one color. You are white, you are brown, you are dark, you are more darker, up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so what he dressed you, when he dressed you that kind of picture, he gave you a surah al-ilmiyah, and he made you of four different characteristics, different pictures. A surah al-ilmiyah, scientific picture. A surah al-ruhiyah, the spiritual picture, the soul picture. A surah al-mithaliyah, so when al-ilmiyah and ruhiyah comes together, they give mithaliyah, surah al-mithaliyah, the perfect picture, combination. And it end up with a surah and jismiyah. So jism, the physical picture, combine all of them. So when I look at you, I look at you physically. I look at you as a physical picture. If I have firasa, what's firasa?
Clairvoyance.
What?
Clairvoyance.
Clairvoyance? If he has clairvoyance, means he can see, really, اتقوا فراسة المؤمن. Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فأنه ينظر بنور الله. Be aware of the vision of a believer. Yes. Allah gave him a special vision to see. Then he can see these combinations. Or else, he cannot see except the physical picture. And that's why I explained last time that Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم He said first what Allah has created, he was telling Sayyidina Jabir, what Allah has created first is my life, is my soul. Right? You know that. Then he said, "Kuntu nabiyan wa adamu bayna al-ma'i wa al-tin." I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. So Allah, prophet, light means he gave him the scientific perspective, because everything in this universe is light, is energy, kudra, power. Ocean of power, Mahur Qudra, Allah, Al-Muqtadir, Al-Qadir. From that ocean, everything is knowledge, ilm. And that's why the first picture is what? As-Surah Al-Ilmiyyah. Then As-Surah Al-Ruhiyyah. Kuntu Nabiyan wa Adamu bayna al-ma'i wa al-tin. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. So I was an entity. It's not an entity, we cannot say it to everyone. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him prophecy, and when Adam was between clay and water, so gave prophecy to what? He said, I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. Prophet on whom? There must be something. Is that? There must be something there to be prophet. Means, When he said, كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَآدَمُ بَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالطِّينِ, I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water, means I was observing the creation of Adam. How he knew himself that he was a prophet and he Adam between clay and water? Means he was seeing, Allah gave him a vision. He's a human being, but Allah gave him a vision in alam al-misal, the world of images, perfect images. Allah gave him that able to see and know Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he came to dunya, Allah put these combinations, perfection, knowledge, scientific, light, energy, is the prophecy, soul of the prophecy. Together they made a perfect combination. That perfect combination become al-insanu al-kamil. Perfect human being. And who is al-insanu al-kamil? Islamically, is Sayyidina Muhammad. So his physicality becomes a perfect physicality. He is the only one that is perfect. No one else. Understanding? So from the scientific picture, from the that light energy picture that Allah brought you, He created your essence, your zarra, to make that entity to you. And you will know yourself, because as soon as you enter in the womb of the mother and connect, he show you your origin back. And your origin back is what? Is a zarra, is an atom in the back of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam. Because all Zuriyati Adam, all the descendants of Adam and the Zuriya, what Zuriya? All the children of Adam alayhi salam.
Progeny.
What?
Progeny.
Progeny are descendant are all of us from Adam alayhi salam. We were existing there. So he creates you, show you that, which is what we call Zuriya, which is coming from Zarra, from atom. There is zarra, there is zarra to zarra. Zarra is the essence. Zarra to zarra is the essence of the essence. And the essence of the essence is the soul. So the combination of these two makes you depend on in the way that Allah created you. It gives you a misal, an image. That image is an image, is not like what you see in you in the mirror is a picture, but that picture exists. It's not like what you see in the mirror is only false picture. It's a real picture, but without a form. When you came to dunya, Allah gave you the form. And that's why in barzakh, when someone died, Allah gave him a different form. So that jism changes. But the scientific picture doesn't change. The spiritual picture, the soul doesn't change. The perfection of these two combinations doesn't change. What change? The jismiya, the last one. So it changes in your different cycles of life. When you came to dunya, you cannot live in this dunya without a form. So he gave you that form that suit your life to. Then he will give you another form that suits your life in grave, in burial. Then he gives you another form that suits your life in judgment day, means in akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might keep giving you unlimited form as you are in judgment day, as you go to paradise, and you are from one level to another level increasing. Allah gives you different protection that can protect your form or that dress that you will be dressing. And that's why all people ask always that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give them a life to be with prophets, مَحَلَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصَّدِّيكِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءَ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. To be in this upper level. So upper level means you have to have an upper power that Allah will give you that you can be with that level. الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ صُدِّقِينَ شُهَدَى صَالِحِينَ. Four different levels. And what we were explaining before that I'm not going to go back to it now. We have four different circles in the main circle. Big circle, we have four inside. And one connecting all of them in the middle. And we explain this, inshallah, next time. So through the scientific picture, you will know your essence from where its origin. Through the soul, the spiritual picture, the soul picture, you will know the attributes. What kind of attributes, what kind of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to bless you through your good amal in dunya, from his beautiful dresses that comes from his attributes, how he will reward you. Prophet in you. Because he's not closed. He Allah gave him the knowledge of before and the knowledge of after. We Allah gave us something that we are doing. Prophet is not. Prophet knows everything. Something he explained, something he left. So, from the scientific picture, we understand you know your essence. From the spiritual picture, you know your attributes. Your descriptions. So the both combination, it will end you with the third picture, which is what you call Mithaliya, the picture that a combination of two, which will show you what are your action going to be. The af'al. You know af'al. Actions. So when you put a combination of scientific from your essence, from the essence of your creation and its origin back to Adam, when you mix it with the soul and what soul is carrying of how it is close to perfection and how it is far from perfection, it varies. So it will end you, what will be your af'al going to be? Means your amal going to be. Your deeds, your actions in dunya, they are going to be. And that's why Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he knew his actions, sahaba, he taught his sahaba, and that's why they were struggling in Allah's way. They were giving up their hearts, their lives, They're sacrificing everything for Allah's way because they knew there is no better amal than that. So when you do act on something, what will happen? The last picture, al-jismiyah, it give you, it explain to you al-athar. You know athar? Al-athar. So when you do something, it leaves an effect. Then people can see the effect of your amal, if it is good or bad. Because you might do something you don't know it is good or bad, but the effect of it will show, will point what you have done. So it means the first one, scientific one, tell you your essence, where it traces back to Sayyidina Adam. Spiritual one shows you the what kind of dress or rewards or what Allah is giving you, how far you are and how far you are away from perfection. The third image, which is the al-mithaliyah, which is the combination of two, show you what is your amal is going to be. The jismiyah, the physical, it will show you what you have left behind you of different effects. You are good, you left behind you good, you are not good, and that's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said immediately after describing that in detail through the hadith of Prophet, what he said, continuation of the verse of في أي سورة ما شاء ركبت أن يكسبين ذلك he said كلا بل تكذبون به because of your amal. Now your amal is appearing, the effect of this combination is appearing in yourself what you are doing. So you say, oh, you see how you are following shaitan, you are disobeying me, you are saying no, there is no religion, and there is we are disobeying people. They say, oh no, we are Muslim. That if you are Muslim, why are you disobeying? He said, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. If I am a Muslim, I must not lie to Allah. He knows. And Allah said to me, no, you are lying. Is Allah is saying to us, forget about the non-Muslim. We are not speaking. Let us speak our Muslim brothers and sisters.
وانا ما سكرنا بلتو تجيبونا بدين. So really if you are Muslim, so why you are lying to me? I will find you, I'll get you. Because after that verse immediately when he said, كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظون. We have angels on you. So you have a saving account, a credit or debit. What do you want? Credit or debit? And Allah, as I said last time, Allah loves always. And the credit is on the right side. Debit on the left side. Means that Allah doesn't like. أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ. Allah said in the Quran, the people of the right, they are the people of paradise. The people of the left are the people of Jahannam. And in dunya here now, we use that, we say the right, on the people of the right means أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ, the rightest. And they have the leftist. Allah hates communists. They are leftists. Who else leftist, professor?
Yes. Communist and who? Atheist? Socialist? Wahhabist?
All of them. Same. Because whatever you say, they say, bid'ah. And Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, I said that hadith last time, that there will be coming a time that people only يفتحون al-Quran, they open the Quran, they read it. They don't study it. And if someone is following the Sunnah of the Prophet and doing it exactly, they say about that bid'ah. This is what we are seeing today. Traditional Muslims becoming bid'ah people. Modernist Muslims, or what you call them, activist Muslims, or Islamists, that they are following Wahhabi ways, they are becoming the, as if they are the leftist of Muslims, they becoming the right people. And there is a hadith of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this last signs of the last days, that the يُخَوَّنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ يُخَوَّنُ الْأَمِينِ وَيُؤَمَّنُ الْخَائِمِ. Friends, what's that?
No.
يُخَوَّنُ الْأَمِينِ, the trustworthy person, they will say about him, he is not trustworthy. And الْخَائِمِ, the one who betray everyone, and make conspiracy against everyone, and he cannot be trustworthy, they say about him trustworthy. What we are seeing today? And that's why we are seeing about Muslims. We are not seeing about anyone else. We have not, we don't want to speak about anyone else. So he said, بَلْكَلَّ بَلْتُكَذِّبُونَ بِالدِّينِ. I gave you all this evidence before in Surah Al-Infitar. And still you are disobeying, committing ma'asi, forbidden, and not perfecting your religion, not perfecting the way that Prophet ﷺ has told you, follow my sunnah. We are not doing that. We are not trying to be loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Prophet. We are loyal to our, let's be frank, we are loyal to our families. Yeah, people are loyal to their families, to their children, especially Muslims. And that's why they are loyal, they raise their children well, but they are not loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how they love their children, which alhamdulillah is good, but love Allah also the same. Is not more, if not more. So we love how to eat, how to drink, how to do things well, how, where to have, to entertain ourselves, to go to this place or that place. It's okay. We are not saying no. As a Muslim, Allah gave you that. But remember, there is Akhirah. Don't disobey. Don't lie. And He said it is a lie.
كلا بل تكذبون بالدين. And when Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was being asked, هل المؤمن يزني؟ Is the مؤمن makes adultery? Said, might be ربما. And when he was asked, هل المؤمن يسرق؟ He said, ربما. Is the مؤمن steal? Said, might be. But you don't know. But when he said, هل المؤمن يكذب؟ He said, أما هذه فلا. Is the مؤمن lie? Lies. Said, this no. And Allah, what he said? كلا بل تكذبون بالدين. That big. The Prophet said, مؤمن cannot lie. Because when you don't lie to Allah, you don't commit adultery. When you don't lie, you don't commit theft. When you don't lie, you don't disobey. And Allah told us bluntly, he said, كَلَّا بَلْ تُكَذِّبُونَ بِدُونَ. No, you are lying. You are lying not against me. I'm your Lord. I get you anytime. They are lying in my religion. I sent you that message, I sent you Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You lied, you didn't obey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain the Quran to continue to make sense of my community. To finish this story. May Allah forgive us.